Now, on the line is Jennifer Cromartie. Jennifer, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, that's okay. Thanks for putting me through.
No problem. We'd love having people ringing in to express their point of view. That's what it's all about.
No, that's fine. I just thought I'd talk a bit about that UNESCO trip.
Yes, please do.
Yes, and I noticed your term junket, which you mightn't be surprised, but I would disagree with your position.
That's all right.
But just a couple of points. My understanding is that when the City of Greater Geelong was awarded the designation to be a city of design in the international network that is UNESCO, there are certain things that they need to do to keep that designation, including going to this particular meeting and doing research and participating in certain activities. So, number one, I think the question really is, do we value being a UNESCO Creative City of Design? That's probably the first question. The second question is our community vision. So it's not the council's vision, but the community vision of clever and creative is something, obviously, again, as my role as president of Creative Geelong, we really support. And having this designation, I think, really gives international value to that vision. So I just thought I'd put those two points to you and just see if that helps clarify why I think it wouldn't be or shouldn't be seen as a junket.
I mean, $18,000 is not a lot of money, but are there other ways that we could spend that money locally and achieve similar outcomes?
Can I say we could say that about anything? And this is probably more just to do with our perception of how council spends money, full stop. But I would think if it's something that we need to do to withhold and keep our designation as UNESCO Creative City of Design, I think it's really important. And I think secondly, if we are going to be seen as clever and creative, it's not just clever and creative within our own backyard, because Geelong, if it's going to be perceived or seen as a city of some, I suppose, at value, and if we want to attract people to live here and spend money here and buy housing here, I think we really need to learn from people overseas. I'm not saying every trip is warranted, but what I'm saying is that this one, I think, really is something that is almost warranted in terms of the UNESCO bid. And also, I believe there'll be a bit more information coming out about what we need to do. And I think the newspaper does talk a little bit about some of the priorities that they have to do, like spending money on building a website and having a launch. So I'm just sort of saying it's not like something that's just been made up. Something that I think council really needs to do to keep that designation and have a strong position around our clever and creative vision.
One of the things that we've seen with these, I mean, I say junkets, but all right, we'll call them trips or research studies. When there's been done at state government level, because we've seen issues in the past where politicians have gone off on these trips, you know, with 6 months to go in their term to basically go to Europe. And we've said that we need increased reporting or better transparency on what they actually do on these trips and what some of the deliverables would be. So what sorts of things would you like to see from this trip that we can say this is what we achieved or this is what we learnt from being overseas for this amount of time?
This is from a Creative Geelong level. We're doing research at the moment in terms of the economic value and impact of creative industries. So, look, I'm not going, obviously, on the trip, but certainly yes. What I'd love to see is what measurables they have in place overseas and what benchmarks or economic data could we learn from. Creative Geelong looks really closely at a group called Mesta in the UK that has been measuring and monitoring creative industries in the European Union and the UK for quite some time. And I know that we had Dundee come out here, I think it was last year, to learn from their journey. So there are some valuable things you can learn face-to-face. I do a lot of desktop research and read a lot of reports, but the value of going and meeting people face-to-face is really getting an idea of what's it like at the coalface doing this sort of work, and also just having a chance to develop a relationship where they can come out here as well. So in terms of reporting, obviously that's up to council, but I think there would be certain things that they'd be asked to deliver on based on what UNESCO needs.
Well, Jennifer, thank you very much for ringing up to express the alternative point of view. I really appreciate it. We welcome you on the program anytime, and I think you know that.
Thanks, Mitchell. Talk later.
No problems. We'll talk later. Jennifer Cromartie there, ringing up to express her point of view, which anyone can do. You just have to ring 5225947. And if I say something that you don't agree with, ring up and let's have a discussion about it, because I think that's where you get the most value from.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.